Welcome to Medicom Oncology Clinical Pearls Podcast.
Yeah, so, you know, one of the biggest concerns that we have with quadruplex is the potential for toxicity. I mean, there's no question the efficacy is much better. And if efficacy was the only metric that we went by, then the quadruplex would be preferred over the triplets. But we also know that adding a fourth drug to the mix does increase the risk of toxicity. Whether we look at the Griffin trial, Alcyone trial, or the Cassiopeia trial, we do see a higher rates of hematological toxicity and also higher rates of more grade 3 and grade 4 hematological toxicity with the use of the four drug combination. So what would be the implications of a higher rate of toxicity? In the younger patients who are going to a stem cell transplant, using a four-drug combination for a limited period of time, like 4 months of induction therapy, the impact overall might be limited. Though, you know, the data from Cassiopeia trial suggests that these patients may collect less stem cells compared to the patients that are induced with a three-drug combination. Now, in the patients who are a non-transplant patients, continuing on these triplets for longer term. Can also bring out cumulative toxicity, particularly cumulative hematological toxicity that might limit how long you really want to be able to give these drugs for. So the trade-off there is, if we use four drugs, induce more toxicity, are we more likely to end up discontinuing some of these drugs? While giving it as a three-drug combination, we might be able to sustain the therapy for longer periods of time. And that then, that is important question because we know at least in the triplet setting, the longer duration of therapy certainly seems to be associated with the better outcomes in some of the studies. So many of them have been designed to do exactly that in terms of study design. Now, with some of these newer drugs, we don't know what the long-term effects could be because some drugs like the monoclonal antibodies have been used in this setting only starting more recently. We know there is some immunosuppression that goes with this class of drugs. Both proteasome inhibitors and monoclonal antibodies do increase the risk of viral reactivation, herpes zoster, hepatitis B reactivation, hepatitis C reactivation, and so forth. So that is something that needs to be kept in mind. We know that these patients get to be profoundly hypogammaglobulinemic, especially when they're getting these four drug combinations, and what would be the impact of these kind of toxicities in the long run. So while these toxicities could be of concern, by limiting the duration of therapy, still getting the same degree of benefit, the quadruplets might be able to kind of overcome that disadvantage by giving patients a drug-free interval, which will allow the patients to reconstitute their immune system in a better manner now that the disease is under better control.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Medicom Oncology podcast channel for more clinical pearls. And be sure to visit managingmyeloma.com for more practice resources.